Marcus Schouten was a typical Chilliwack teen. Youthful, full of life and never able to sit still. He was a worker, he never just sat around, said his mother Jennifer. He was always doing something. But Marcus' typical life turned atypical in the blink of an eye. In February of 2021, he was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, a form of pediatric cancer that affects about 1 in every 333,000 individuals. From there, Marcus and his parents, Jennifer and Mike, endured a long road of treatment in hopes of fighting the disease. Marcus tragically passed away on May 29, 2022 at Canuck Place Children's Hospice in Vancouver. In his final days of hospice care, Marcus was surrounded by loved ones, including his closest group of friends who were able to pay him one final visit. During the visit, Marcus passed along his final dying wish to his buddies Cassin Vandenberg, Marcus Dehan, Eric Timmerman, Levi Vandebert, James Thalen and Lincoln Lewis. He wanted them each to go get a new set of rollerblades to play hockey with so they could, in his words, have something to do this summer other than watch your screens. The six boys not only made good on their promise to Marcus and got themselves some rollerblades, they took it a step further. On Saturday, July 27, what would be Marcus' 21st birthday, the third annual Marcus Schouten Memorial Roller Hockey Fundraiser is being held in Chilliwack, with proceeds going towards Canuck Place. The first running of the event went in July of 2022, just months after Marcus' passing. The inaugural event was considered a highly successful one, eclipsing their goal of raising $10,000 by bringing in well over $20,000. Last year's fundraiser did even better, bringing in another $40,000, totaling amount raised to closer to $60,000. The success of the event was something both Marcus' parents have cherished dearly. "The real focus is that these kids are the ones organizing it," said Jennifer. "Well, I mean they're all 21 now, but they're the ones that have organized this big fundraiser. There's not a lot of parental involvement, and I think that's really cool." Both Mike and Jennifer became emotional when asked about what that meant to them. But their level of appreciation extends beyond just his caring group of friends. With Marcus spending the final days of his life in Canuck Place, it's a location held very dear to his parents' hearts. "It was huge for us," said Mike. "Our involvement with Canuck Place started earlier in Marcus' journey and already we were very thankful, even though at the time we were hopeful Marcus would beat the cancer. They're an organization that cares so much for the children. They're very sensitive, compassionate and caring, and when it came time for Marcus to go into the hospice care home, they ensured that he passed away as well as you can when you have a disease like cancer." Approaching this year's event, the goal was to raise $40,000 in hopes of eclipsing $100,000 since its first year. As of Wednesday, July 24, the boys have raised almost $90,000, with many donations as large as $1,000. Like Marcus' parents, the group of boys remain grateful for the care their friend received at Canuck Place. "Marcus only spent a few days there, but the care they provided was top-notch," they write on their fundraiser page. "We feel called to help them and in this small way remember our good friend who is now with Jesus." The event set to run Saturday, July 27, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5840 Blackburn Road in Chilliwack. Donations are actively being accepted, with anyone wanting to help out able to do so on their donation page.